Your voice in Gloucester 104.1 FM Buckets Radio, and spring is in the air and cricket season is not too far away. And I thought it'd be good to get one of our Cricket New South Wales development officers on the show to have a little bit of a chat about what's happening with cricket in general and particularly cricket in the Gloucester region. So I've got Ashley Bryant on the line. How's it going, Ash?
Not too bad. That's certainly a fine morning at the moment.
And how are things going in terms of cricket in Gloucester? Is there much news you can tell us, much going on?
It's starting to ramp up now. It's now in the stages where the rugby's finished. So we're now looking at moving into the traditional summer sports, being cricket as part of that. So, got our Red Joe coming up in a few weeks' time, which is always exciting just to see who comes out of the woodwork sometimes and who we see again after a number of years of playing cricket as well.
It is one of those sports that I think a lot of blokes around this time of year tinker with the idea of getting the gear out and having another run around. And it's a game that kids love. I do a lot of work with primary school kids myself, and it's around this time of year they start wanting to have a hit. Is there much going on for kids this year? Are you doing much in schools or around Gloucester at the moment?
Yeah, we're pretty much in every school at the moment in Gloucester through the federal government Active After School program or alternate programs. The beauty of the Active After School program is if they're doing cricket with that, such as St. Joey's where I'm at, Stroud Road, Gloucester, they get 50% or $50 off their fees if they sign up to a local association or club program. So they can play a seat in the cricket for literally $30.
Wow.
Which I'm yet to see too many sports that are cheaper than that.
That's bargain basement prices and good value for money by the sounds of it. And are there plenty of boys and girls playing? Is the participation rate predominantly boys, or do we have a fair few girls involved in that as well?
There's a couple of girls, particularly at the Milo level. It does sort of taper off a little bit after that. But there's a strong push at the moment for our girls. We've got a new development officer who looks after that area who used to play in Gloucester. She's a trainee teacher at the moment. She's doing some fantastic work with the Stroud area, and she's going to look after our Milo program down there, which is the first for that region ever, from what we understand.
Wow, that's great. And there's a bit of news. We probably have a couple of visiting cricketers coming to town. When will that be happening?
They get into town on the 17th of September, on the Wednesday. Just so happens to coincide with the Buckets Talent Show.
Yep.
Which is unfortunate, but they'll visit St. Joey's on the Wednesday and do some high performance work, and then we've got a few carnival visits at a new school cup down in Boral, involving the Stroud area, and then they're off to Foster on Friday as well.
And cricket in general, from a Cricket New South Wales perspective, the Sheffield Shield has gone very well for New South Wales last year, winning the Sheffield Shield competition, and a couple of games going to some regional areas this year. Is that something that is a trend that you think we'll see into the future?
I think it will. I think it will get harder to secure venues like the SCG for Sheffield Shield and things like that. There was an interesting article on cricket.com.au on Saturday in regards to Junction Oval in Victoria being looked at as a potential venue. I know where I hail from in SA, they play down at Glenelg a lot nowadays.
Yep.
I think there will be a move towards either regional or what you'd call a boutique stadium, which is, say, under 10,000 people.
Yep.
Because just the expense of using a SCG and things like that can be quite costly for a Sheffield Shield game, potentially.
Yeah. Yeah, and in regards to Big Bash, which team is the team people should be going for in Gloucester? Like, we've got the two teams coming out of Cricket New South Wales. We've got the Sixers and the Sydney Thunder. What is the team we should be cheering for?
It doesn't matter too much, but we're in the men from Magenta region, so the Sydney Sixers.
Okay.
You ask any near males, it's called pink. It's officially Magenta, and we've got to call it Magenta. But yeah, I mean, to you and I both, it's pink, really. and really, that doesn't affect the boys too much. And if anything, it probably gets the girls over a bit more than what Thunderous does down south.
And do you think the Big Bash has had an impact on participation rates? I heard recently cricket went past the 1 million mark, I think, in terms of participation. Do you think things like the 2020 Big Bash are getting people back into cricket?
Oh, certainly. I know with the TV figures, they were only expecting 500,000 people to watch, and in the end, it ended up being almost 1 million people per game. Just that exposure over that summer period is massive. And for those programs that start in term one, in a school year, they see the results straight away. I mean, the example I can use is in Foster, where they saw 35 kids turn out of the woodwork in February to do a little four-week program.
Oh, wow. That's outstanding. Well, we are out of time, Ashley, but thanks very much for coming and having a chat with us on the show. And what I just guess one little plug for you guys, where can people go if they want to sign up for a cricket team? What's the best place for them to find a cricket club on the internet?
There's a couple of things. The local associations are starting to get onto MyCricket and playcricket.com.au, so they'll be on there shortly.
Yep.
But in terms of Gloucester and surrounds, very much the old Rego Day is certainly the favourite option, of which they'll both be on the 18th of September from 4 to 5.30 for the juniors in Stroud at the post office and at the district park in Gloucester. And we'll have one of those players at each of those venues. So if they want to come along and get an autograph or a photo, then they're more than welcome to as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thanks very much for your time on the show today, and hopefully we can touch base again some stage during the summer and check out how things are going.
Certainly more than welcome to, Matt.
And there he is, Ashley Bryant from Cricket New South Wales. Time now for some more music. Here's some Coldplay. You're tuned in to Extra Cover on 104.1 FM Buckets Radio.